Steve, I'm scratching my head there. Give us your perspective. What went on?
Right. Yeah, I think you're right. And yeah, right, Burnsy. Unfortunately, well, it's one of them horrible ones where if you make mistakes, which we did, we've gifted them the opening goal, which gives them a lift. And then, of course, after that, we've had, I don't know how many clear-cut chances we've had, but we've certainly had enough to get back into the game. Maybe not to win it, but certainly to get back and get back level. But it's been one of them horrible afternoons where we've gifted them goals and make mistakes defensively and haven't been good enough in front of goal. Whereas, you know, the big chances that we had, I know we've hit the post twice, but really the chances that we've had, really, we should be taking some of those.
We'll come back to that. What's gone on in the first goal?
Well, it's a mistake, isn't it? A personal error, mistake by Moses. Unfortunately, these things happen. We understand that. But what we've done is we've prided ourselves on not making silly errors. And over the past 4 or 5 weeks, if we're being honest, defensively, we have made a few mistakes. And we've got to eradicate that. You know, Moses has made a mistake for the penalty, and obviously Robbo's got caught for the second one, and we've been punished. And without them really creating anything themselves, we've gifted it, and it's turned into one of them horrible afternoons, which how many times have we seen in this championship, you know, where you don't take yours, make a couple of mistakes, and the longer you're chasing it, you leave yourself wide open. But we obviously had to try to do something to try and get back in the game.
At the other end, one incident where Tuba's gone through. Is he on? Is he off? What's going on?
Well, he was offside. The linesman did say if he had went for the ball, he would have given him offside. So, unfortunately for Tuba today, all the chances have fell to him. And he hasn't taken them. You know, he's had one, and a great one in the first half where it looked odds on that he would score, and he's gone in between whether he's going to hit it with his feet or his head. And obviously the two in the second half where he's at the post with, really, who should be taking those chances.
You've come to the side with the worst defensive record and most goals shipped in the championship. How worried are you by that?
Well, of course, you digest everything today. If you hadn't been making the chances, then, of course, you're worried. But we've had five or six really, really good ones where I've just seen in there. Harry's header, you know, I mean, you've got to be scoring 6 yards out. That happens to us and you would expect a goal. Unfortunately, we haven't took it. And that's the disappointing that, you know, Abel, I'm wanting him to stay on there, but I think everybody in the ground understood that he's been out for a month and looked on his feet. So the one I'm thinking of is, you know, do I leave him on and risk injury? Or, you know, that is somebody else going to come off the bench and grab a chance? We're, if we're being honest, rely too much on Abel, and we've got to start being a bit more clinical, certainly in front of goal.
Does it concern you though? Because most people would, when you play sort of teams of a lesser status, you're not putting them away. The team, you don't seem to cope well with being favourites in a game at times.
Well, that might be mentality. That might be mentality and an expectation. And again, Rotherham today have played one up front and five in midfield, which we're coming used to. Or people play five at the back against us. You know, we are a big scalp. And we have to live to that expectation that, you know, we are or have been a Premier League team coming down and people change against us. And all credit to Rotherham, they've done it in a frustrating way today. But, you know, what can you do? And when you miss chances, big, big chances, then it's going to be a frustrating afternoon. And you're right, you know, against the bottom end of the team, if you like, we haven't been clinical enough to really dispatch them.
I just want to, I don't want to throw any names at you, but just looking ahead to January, have you got the funds to do some dealing in January in the transfer window? I haven't asked
the question. That's the answer to it, Burnsy, because I don't think today, just because you get beat, you have to be looking at January. As I've always said, if there's somebody out there that can improve us, then I'll always knock the door. That's my job. And, you know, we're gradually getting Diamande back. We're gradually getting Abel back. I think it's blatantly obvious that we miss our captain. However, Snodgrass picked up an injury yesterday too as well. So, you know, we've got a nucleus of a very, very good squad for the championship. And I can't make that excuse today, you know, that, oh, well, we can replace them all in January, because we have to be realistic. They have to be better than what we've got, and
yeah,
who is.
I wasn't necessarily thinking that way. I was just interested in January. Generally.
Of course, the phone starts, and of course, there'll be a bit of movement, I would have thought. But, you know, we've got to get back to where we were 4 weeks ago, when everybody was waxing lyrical about us, and really we haven't hit them heights yet, for one reason or another, and that's what the championship is. You know, they come thick and fast, and that's what it is. And today was one of them horrible, frustrating days, which everybody goes home and wants to kick the cat.
Yeah. Poor cat. Are you back thinking, scratching your head again, thinking, what's my best team, what's my best lineup now, given in terms of what you're seeing?
No, I mean, 3-4 weeks. Well, at the moment, I don't think I can play what I think is my best team. But as I've said,
because of Dawson's injury.
Yeah, because of Dawson's injury. So it's, I don't think it's the time to say, am I playing my best team? You know, a month ago, as I said, we looked a very, very good team. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to field the team, which I think is my strongest team, but I don't think that's an excuse either. We've got a squad good enough to come here and not get beat by Rotherham. And unfortunately, we've gone to Rotherham and we've gone to Leeds, no disrespect to Leeds, and to Bristol, and haven't really performed to a level, you know, to take 1 point out of them 3 away games, for me, for the squad we've got, that's not acceptable.